Today we are going to be learning together Ois Beis, the second Ois of the Hadron of Tovshin Lamed Hei. In the Ois Beis, the Rebbe is going to be asking some detailed questions on the first halacha of the Rambam, where the Rambam says that we have to know that it's Yesoid HaYesoidus V'Amud HaChachmas, it's the foundation of all foundation and the pillar of all wisdom, to know that there's a existence, the Eibishter is the first and true existence, and everything comes from him. So the Rebbe starts off with establishing the fact that even the details of the Lashon HaRambam, Meduyekes B'Tachlis, are extremely exact, as is well known. So therefore we have to understand that the Rambam divides two different sets of ideas. One are called Yesoidos and one are called Chochmos. So we want to know what falls into the category of Yesoidos, what falls into the category of Chochmos. Now it's interesting that the Abarbanel already asked this question, as the Rebbe points out in Ha'ara 9. But the Abarbanel says that Yesoidos refer to Torah ideas, and Chochmos refer to Chochmos, like even from Umayis Olam, secular ideas. But the Rebbe says that there cannot be pshat in the Rambam, that Yesoidus and Chochmos are both Chalokim of Torah. There are two categories of Torah. One are called Yesoidus, one are called Chochmos. What are those two categories? Also, these two categories, regarding the Yesoidus, the foundation, we say that knowing about Hashem is Yesoid HaYesoidus, the foundation of the foundation. When it comes to the Chochmos, we say that it's not the Yesoid HaChochmos, it's Amud HaChochmos, like the pillar of the Chochmos. Why, when it comes to Chochmos, do we use the term Amud? And why, when it comes to Yesoidus, do we use the term Yesoid? Question base. The Rambam doesn't say that we should know that there is Hashem, Eloika. He says we have to know that there is a Motsoi Rishon, a first existence. So the question is, why doesn't the Rambam just say we should know that there is Hashem? Now, obviously, if we know that there is Hashem, we also know that He exists. Like the famous klal, Yesh b'chlal masayi mona. When you say somebody has $200, it's self-understood that he has $100. So therefore, by saying that the Eibishter is Eloka, that he is knowing that there is a God, Almighty, automatically we also know that he exists. To strengthen the question, the Rebbe brings out Shaloshin Motsoi Shayach Gam B'Negeil Nivroim. The idea of Motsoi, that existence, that we also are termed and described with the word Motsoi. We exist as people in the world. So therefore, seemingly, it's not befitting to call Hashem the Motsoi Rishon, as if there's us, the Nivroim, and there's also the Motsoi Rishon, the Eibishter. Really, we should use a different term for Hashem, which we would never use in regards to the creations of the world. And therefore, seemingly, it strengthens the question that we should have used the term Eloika, not the word Motsoi. Now, the Rambam says that this Motsoi Rishon, this first existence, he's Mamtzi Kol Nimtza. From him, everything he creates comes from him. Now, the moment you write that he's Mamtzi Kol Nimtza, that all the existence comes from him, so obviously he was there first. So why use the term Motsoi Rishon? The Rambam could have said that we have to know that there is a Motsoi, there is an existence, V'Mamtzi Kol Nimtza, and all the other existences come from him. Why does the Rambam add the word Motsoi Rishon? And then the Rebbe goes a step further. The word Rishon is not only extra, but seemingly minimizes the greatness of Hashem. Why? In the words of the Rebbe, Rishon Moira, Shadover Anikra Kein Hu Nimna V'Shayach L'Dvorim Aboim Acharov. When I say something is the first thing, that means that it has a certain erech, a certain comparison to the second and third things. Rather, its quality and its distinctive maila is the fact that it's the first thing. But really, when I say someone is first, that means there's first place, there's second place, there's third place. It means that there is a collaboration, a connection between what's first and what's coming afterwards. The Eibishter has no erech to us. As a matter of fact, if the Eibishter decided not to create the world at all, there wouldn't take away from the godless of Hashem. The Eibishter's Maila is not just that he is the Bashefer, that he's the one that creates the world. Because if we say that the Eibishter is just the Bashefer, then the Eibishter needs to have a world to bring out his Maila of a creator. For example, let me explain it to you this way. A teacher that has 20 students in the class can honestly tell one of the children that if you are sent out of school or you leave school, it will not take away from my existence, from my job. However, he can't honestly look the entire class in the face and tell them, you're all going to be kicked out and I'll be okay. You're not going to be okay because your job is a teacher. If you have no students, you are not a teacher. You will lose your job. Ein melech b'loy am. So therefore, if a teacher is higher than the student, but he's dependent on the students to a certain degree. The Eibishter, in the way he creates the world, is not dependent on us. In other words, if we cease to exist, there would be no void in the godless Hashem. And therefore, the term Motzoi Rishon seemingly is not only extra, but is also not befitting the godless Hashem, because the Eibishter is the Eibishter without the creation, without what comes from Hashem, without what comes into existence from His existence. So that's true that He's Mamtzi Kol HaNimtzoyim, but that doesn't create the godless Hashem. And therefore, the word Motzoi Rishon seems to be not only extra, but also minimizing the godless Hashem. These are the Yisoidistic questions of Ois Beis. Again, what are the Chochmois? What is the Yisoidis and the Amud and the Yisoid? Why do we use the term Motzoi not Eleka? And the extra word of Rishon. And in Ois Gimel, the Rebbe is going to continue to ask questions on the Hemshech Halacha of the Rambam, Mirtzah Hashem, in the upcoming Shir.